Yes, the culinary journey is back again.
Great to see. How long has it been since we've been graced with your presence here?
43 years. Absolutely. Yes.
He never comes to play anymore. Jim Edwards joining us here with the UP Children's Museum Culinary Journey this weekend.
Yes, we have the 11th or 12th annual Culinary Journey at the UP Children's Museum Sunday night. 5 o'clock, get there. 6 o'clock, it all begins. Come and get your tickets on the door if you don't have them already. Mind you, they're cheaper if you buy them today.
Really?
Yeah, we do $50 each, $90 a double, but it goes up on Sunday.
And there's always room for more. That's the funny thing about this event. As popular as it becomes, there's always room for more. If they've never experienced this, this is truly just that.
There's a party going on. It's got all the chefs in town coming, and lots of wine, lots of coffee, lots of juice, lots of music, lots of shoulders to rub against and people to see. And it's just a great dinner for 2 hours walking the world.
Nick Ruppel's with us here as well with Donkers. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Why is it important for you and the other artists in town? And I use that word for a reason, because when it comes to the culinary journey, you guys are really putting on a show. But why is it important to get involved in something like this for you guys?
Well, it's important for us to get out, have everyone get to know who we are, what we serve, to know that we even exist, that we're on the map. It's also important because it is a fundraiser. So we want to get out there. We want to help the community out as much as we can.
You know, you guys are in a very competitive business, but you also know each other pretty well. I mean, you're going to see a lot of folks that you know working this event as well.
I mean, a lot of the new chefs I've either worked with in the past, I've gone to school with before. So, I mean, yeah, we all get along.
Sure.
I mean, some of us will butt heads with, but that's the chef thing to do.
That is the thing to do.
We suggested a few years ago that we have a competition on the night, but that was, no, that's no good. We're all friends together in
this. Well, you want them to mix it up a little bit because you want a variety of things going on. If you get into competition, then everybody's making tacos, and then that's no good.
There's a lot more camaraderie than competition in this thing. It's lovely. It's fun. Now, Nick's got the great place. He's next to the champagne and the music.
So I couldn't ask for a better spot.
Come to the culinary journey. Were you like the first one in the hopper here or something? So
get to Donkers, yes.
Yeah. representing Donkers, and what is Donkers going to have for the selection on Sunday? What are you planning on?
I'm doing a little hors d'oeuvre where it's our house-made focaccia bread with pesto, smoked gouda, roasted red pepper, and prosciutto. So you'll be able to pick that up as our little tasty treat. And we'll also have white chocolate-covered fudge balls that Donkers makes.
I knew that would pique your interest.
I'm sold.
Come on down.
Well, it's a great fundraiser, but let's be honest. I mean, it's also a chance for you guys in the culinary world to show off a little bit.
Oh, yeah. We got a chance to shine. So, I mean, get about 100, 200 people walking through there. I mean, this is our chance to put something out that people are going to go, wow, this is Donkers. So, I mean, that's really what I'm excited for.
The event is exactly run how? Folks show up, Jim, and what's the deal from there?
Come in. You've got to get through our old store that we're renovating. Come on upstairs. People will love to take your coats and your money and let you in through into the museum. That's a nice thing. I mean, where are you going to eat great food inside a stomach?
Yes.
Where are you going to eat on the carpeted runway next to the airplane? You know, visiting Tamaki and tea and seeing some Asian food. It's a surreal setting. It's lots of fun.
Where can you dine on an hors d'oeuvre at the bottom of a toilet slide?
We didn't want to go there.
Oh, absolutely. If you don't, I'd be very disappointed in you, my friend. It wouldn't
be good
to have any.
You just have to be very careful holding the plate and the cup at the same time as you slide.